You're listening to SBS News.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has expressed his gratitude to UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson after he announced his resignation. Mr. Zelensky says he spoke to Mr. Johnson on the phone and thanked him for the support Ukraine has received since the first day of Russia's invasion.
Today, the British topic has become the main topic in our country is Boris Johnson's decision to leave the post of party leader and prime minister. In the afternoon, I spoke with him and thanked him for the support we received from the first day of the Russian terror.
UK Defence Secretary Ben Wallace said support for Ukraine would continue despite the leadership crisis in the British government. Mr. Wallace says Mr. Zelensky should rest assured that Britain is full square behind him.
It's full square behind them. And, you know, the assistance Ukraine we give is not just one person. You know, we're not me, not the Prime Minister. It's the whole effort. Actions matter in all of this. And, you know, while the Prime Minister will be incredibly sad to leave this post, he has led from the front on Ukraine, as he had on COVID and obviously Brexit. And I think that isn't lost on many people. But the whole of the political system is supportive of what we're doing in Ukraine. I don't expect that to finish at all.
Mr. Zelensky says this has been confirmed to him.
Whatever is happening in London's rooms of power, Great Britain's support for Ukraine should not change, and Boris and all our friends in the United Kingdom assured me of this.
Mr. Johnson announced his resignation after dozens of top government officials quit over the latest scandal to engulf him. Hours after Mr. Johnson announced his resignation, the White House announced the turmoil in Britain would not put a damper on the close relationship between Washington and London. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the U.S. alliance with the United Kingdom continues to be strong and that their special relationship will endure.
So I'll say this, our alliance with the United Kingdom continues to be strong. Our special relationship with the people in the country will continue to endure. None of that changes. And I will remind you, just a week ago today, when the president was in NATO, in Madrid, for a historic NATO summit, as you heard him speak at the press conference, and you saw what happened. You saw a reassurance, a reaffirmation of NATO countries saying again what they are going to continue to do, continue to support Ukraine in their effort to defend their democracy against Putin's brutal war.
With Russia's military action in Ukraine in its fifth month, Russian President Vladimir Putin is warning Kyiv that it should quickly accept Moscow's terms or prepare for the worst, adding ominously that Russia has barely started its action.
Сегодня мы слышим...
We are hearing that they want to defeat us on the battlefield. What can I say? Let them try. We have often heard that the West wants to fight us until the last Ukrainian. It's a tragedy for the Ukrainian people, but it looks like it's heading in that direction. But everybody should know that, largely speaking, we haven't even yet started anything in earnest. At the same time, we don't refuse peace talks, but those who refuse should know that the longer it lasts, the more difficult it will be for them to make a deal with us.
Mr. Putin spoke of the looming food crisis, which he says was sparked by the COVID-19 pandemic and not the war against Ukraine.
Russia is being blamed for the looming food crisis. Surely experts are aware that the crisis began to arise during the fight against the pandemic, and it began to arise due to the fact that in developed economies they began to abuse their monopoly position over currency and turned on the printing press. The United States printed $5.9 trillion, that's 38% of the money supply in 2 years, about as much as was printed in the previous 40 years.
Two U.S. senators visiting Ukraine say that Russia should be designated as a state sponsor of terrorism. In a video released by the Ministry of Defense of Ukraine, Republican Lindsey Graham and Democrat Richard Blumenthal say Ukraine was the hope of democracy and that Russian President Vladimir Putin was a terrorist. U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham.
Authored by myself and Senator Blumenthal, designating Russia as a state sponsor of terrorism. When we get back, we're going to try to get the Senate as a whole to pass the resolution, hopefully leading the way for the administration to label Russia as a state sponsor of terrorism in the category of Iran, Syria, and North Korea.
U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal says there should be strong bipartisan support for this action.
I think there's going to be strong bipartisan support. This picture ought to tell you something about America right now. There's bipartisan support to defeat Putin, to call him out as a pariah and a war criminal. And we're here to say to President Zelensky, we're behind you, and America will continue to be behind you.
The U.S. senators visited the sites of mass graves in Bucha.
I was shaken to the bone at the soul-shattering sight of the mass graves at Bucha today and the photographs of innocent people with their hands tied behind their backs, slaughtered outside their homes, and the destruction of nursery schools and civilian targets, plainly innocent people killed. If that isn't terrorism, I don't know what is. In fact, Putin has set a new low in barbarity and brutality. And this evidence will be powerful in persuading our colleagues that we should move forward literally next week.
President Zelensky met with Mr. Graham and Mr. Blumenthal in Kyiv on Thursday and asked for modern air defense systems to secure Ukraine's skies in the hope that those that left the country would feel safe enough to come home. Meanwhile, at least three people died and five more were injured by Russian shelling in Ukraine's second-largest city of Kharkiv, according to a regional emergency service. Natalia Kolesnik was among the victims. Her son Alexander pleads with his father, who was covered in his wife's blood, as he embraces her body, to let her go so that others could take her away.
Dad, that's it. She's dead. Get up.
Don't you understand?
What don't I understand? This is my mother, Dad. Please, Dad. Please, Dad, go.
I can't go.
Look, you're covered with blood. People need to carry her away.
Assalamu alaikum, SBS News.